Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Extending the grazing season in winter with crop residues in dormant pastures can be beneficial to reducing feed costs, but water remains essential to bodily function and performance. When temperatures drop, ranchers understand the importance of breaking ice or hauling water to keep cowherds hydrated. Maintaining the water supply to cattle in dry lot is also essential, according to Warren Rushi, SDSU Extension Feedlot Management Specialist.
They need to be thinking about in terms of the constant battle of frozen waters and those kinds of things, but also, you know, what's the footing like around the waters? You know, and it's not all uncommon to see as those cattle will, you know, start playing with the water in the trough, that surface becomes really icy around there. And if the footing becomes an issue, we may be limiting water intake from that standpoint.
Rushi also advises monitoring water quality for feedlot cattle as water sources vary.
In South Dakota, we have a wide range in water quality across the state. In some instances, we may be fighting issues with either sulfate, total dissolved solids, or some of those kinds of issues that in some cases that's not necessarily easily solved. But if we at least know what the issues are, now we can start tailoring some trace mineral supplementations to counteract perhaps if we have some problems with water quality.
Water supplied by rural water systems is safe for both human and animal consumption, but water from wells, streams, and dugouts should always be sampled for quality. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on livestock water quality.